This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Susanna Perrucchini and Alfredo Vitali. We're talking about Sicily from an Italian perspective. Susanna, you're a taxpayer in Italy, and you, I would imagine, you pay plenty of taxes, and a lot of those tax dollars go down to Sicily. My feeling is Sicily gets a little bit of a extra benefit from people in the more prosperous north of Italy. Is that still true?
Well, to be honest, I cannot tell you exactly if it's still like that, because you have to know that a few decades ago it was established what it was called Cassa del Mezzogiorno, which literally means midday box. So people from the more wealthy north would pay more to subsidize, to help the less developed south, right, which has always been like that. In fact, the industries in Italy, they are located in the north. There is a different country. Once you cross that invisible line in between Rome, Naples, and you start going further down, you can see that the situation, I'm not saying is bad, is very different,
right,
in a way or in another. So going back to your question, I personally feel that being part of a country, of course, the money should go to those who need it the most. So in a way, it's a fair system to me, till a point. Of course, if you need to build a new hospital, let's say, for a population of Sicily, that it's 5 million, roughly, I think that we should all contribute because it's a national.
Well, that's my question. So as a Roman taxpayer, the Sicilians get a little bit more maybe than their logical share, but from a country together, the spirit of we're one nation, you're okay with
but,
that?
I am personally okay, but let me tell you something, that Sicily, being one of the five autonomous regions out of the 20, they have more freedom. And in fact, in Palermo, which is the capital of Sicily and the fifth biggest city we have in Italy, they have their own parliament.
That's interesting. Italy has five more autonomous regions than the others. I would imagine Sicily.
Yes.
What else?
Val d'Aosta. Which
so,
is,
so that's up by the Mont Blanc and near France.
Yes. Then we have Sardinia.
The island next to Corsica.
Yes. Yeah. Then we have the Friuli Venezia Giulia.
Near Venice.
Slovenia,
yes.
Border with Slovenia.
And then up in the north, the Dolomites.
Trentino Alto Adige.
Yeah. So those are the five. Yes. And they're the fringe of Italy, where you've got some different ethnicity, some different history.
Even languages.
Yeah. Different languages. Yeah. So they want a little more autonomy, and that's how they agree to be within Italy on these preconditions, that we have a little more flexibility.
Absolutely.
For
yes.
our heritage. And,
and
our
also
people.
They have actually a direct relationship, not only with the Italian government, but they have a direct relationship with the European Union. And that's actually what is in Sicily. Now, we were talking about the Cassa del Mezzogiorno, Susanna was saying, but also the fact that taxpayers can complain about the fact that some of the money from the north goes to Sicily. But most of the money that's funding what's new in Sicily actually comes straight from the European Union.
From Brussels.
Yes.
Through European projects.
And I've heard that from many countries. Brussels is more enthusiastic about the autonomous regions sometimes than the traditional political boundaries.
That's one of the reasons. And the other reason is that Brussels funds usually some efforts in terms of modernizing, of making more technological fields like agriculture, energies. Mm-hmm. You have to think that we always look at Sicily as a like part of the country which is a little bit behind. But if you look, for example, in terms of renewable energy, it's not behind at all. It's one of the places where we produce a lot of solar energy.
Thanks to investment from Brussels, from
yes,
the European
exactly.
Union.
Using some of those investments. And also, this makes part of the general effort we are having in Italy. I'm very proud of this.
That's great.
That we are going towards this kind of green energy. We are now producing 30 to 35% of our need in terms of electricity through renewable.
Maybe following Sicily as an example.
Yeah, well, actually Sicily, with the sun they have and the wind they have, they are actually very well placed for that.